Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Arlington's mayor wants people from around the world to feel welcome when they visit.
Mayor Jim Ross says the organizers of the 2026 Pride Parade, which is scheduled during the first week of the World Cup, put the event on hold until the city council makes a new decision about the ordinance.
We want everybody to come here and experience Arlington. So I think we're going to be able to get through this. We're going to send the right message out there.
He says his unofficial goal is to have a new decision by the end of January.
I'm not going to deny the fact that this hasn't been a speed bump in the process. It certainly has been, but you know, we'll work through it like we always do.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Emily Capetillo, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A middle school student in Levon is accused in a deadly shooting that claimed the life of a 24-year-old over the weekend. A manhunt is underway to find the 14-year-old who has not been identified. Levon Police Chief Michael Jones tells NBC5 if anyone is helping the teenager to turn him in.
It is young, and it's very concerning, and we certainly know at a basic level of what happened.
Yeah, three schools within Community ISD will not be allowing visitors until an arrest is made as a precaution.
Police officer just joined the Louisville PD a few months ago. Now he's on leave.
That's because he's facing charges of sexual assault to a child. Zakur Vargas was arrested Friday after police say he was found with a 16-year-old in a public location. He was arrested and booked into the Rockwall County Jail, where he was later released on a $100,000 bond. Heath Police and Rockwall County authorities are handling the investigation. From the 24-Hour News Center, Chris Blake, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man is now behind bars after a standoff with police in Cedar Hill. They were called out to a home on Sleepy Hollow Drive overnight after a man called 911 and said that people were trying to harm his family. Police say when their officers arrived, someone at the home started firing at them. They returned shooting, and officers evacuated two women from the home. They took one of them to the hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound. They brought in extra help to surround the home. They say the suspect eventually came out and surrendered. 44-year-old Dustin Hancock, now charged with two counts of aggravated assault on a public servant, plus aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
506, for the first time since the takeover by the state, Lake Worth ISD, the school board meets.
Today, the district leaders will meet to decide their next move. They can appeal the decision by presenting evidence to the state, but it's not known if they plan to do that. One campus had a failing grade for the fifth straight year in the district, triggering the state to move in. TEA head Mike Morath says this has been an issue for a while in Lake Worth, and the school board and superintendent will be removed.
When you think about the degree of the deficit that he is attempting to overcome, essentially nearly every school failing, very, very few students that are on grade level, it is going to take an all-hands-on-deck approach and the most rapid set of investments of leadership and support possible.
The district has said in a statement they will work with the TEA for any needed improvements. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, a big groundbreaking in McKinney today called Cannon Beach. As we hear from KRLD's Russell Scott, it's a beach resort, complete with a place to surf.
Here on the northeast corner of 121 and Stacy Road, it's nothing more than a big empty pasture right now, but within 2 years or so, you could be surfing here or just enjoy a summer afternoon on a man-made beach. Mayor Bill Cox was on hand for the groundbreaking of this resort.
Cannon Beach is going to be another opportunity for citizens of McKinney to have a family place to go and to enjoy another amenity that McKinney has, and also it will benefit the region as well.
Within 5 years, this $200 million development will include the Surfing Lagoon, a resort-style hotel, 700 jobs. It's projected to bring in about 400,000 tourists a year. In McKinney, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
About the deaths of actor and director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle. Stabbed to death, their throats slashed.
Ugh.
Reportedly by one of their own children, their son Nick, who has been arrested. That word, official word coming from the LAPD. They've got him
30 minutes or something.
Yep, he's in jail. $4 million bond. Nick Reiner, 32 years old, he had a history of drug addiction and homelessness.
God.
And it was one of the daughters, one of the Reiner's daughters, who found them.
Oh, that's just terrible.
In the home. Their throats cut, multiple stab wounds. Rob Reiner was 78 years old. He was in the process of doing a reboot of his very first movie, at least the first that he directed. This is Spinal Tap.
Which is one of the better comedies ever.
A couple of months ago, CBS correspondent Leslie Stahl talked with Reiner about that.
Reiner trained in theater and improv at UCLA. Then, at 23, was cast by producer Norman Lear, a family friend, to play left-wing meathead.
Reiner trained in theater and improv at UCLA.
Then, at 23, was cast by producer Norman Lear, a family friend, to play left-wing meathead opposite Carol O'Connor's Archie Bunker.
You resent our attitudes, our politics, even the clothes we wear. You know, I don't think there's one thing about us you agree with.
I agree with that.
He thought the show would last 13 weeks. It turned into 8 years, five of them as the number one show in the country.
So it's the early 1980s. You've just finished All in the Family. The whole country knew who you were.
Now nobody knows.
You decide you're going to direct your first feature film.
Right.
You try to do something really safe.
Well, people would say, well, I can't believe your first movie would be improvised. There'd be no script. And that's scary. And to me, it was the opposite. I wasn't scared.
The film was a fake documentary about a fake band.
You must have made it a long time.
That satirized the antics of real rock musicians. On stage and in the green room.
There's some problems here. I don't even know where to start.
Apparently Van Halen had a rider in their contract. No brown M&Ms. So some roadie had to sit there picking out the brown M&Ms. It's crazy. So we looked at that and we said, there's a scene.
But it wasn't easy raising money for a film with no script that the audience might think was about a real band. Reiner made a demo reel and gave it to an executive.
And he went, no, not this. No, we don't want this.
After multiple rejections, Norman Lear and executives at Embassy Pictures agreed to take a meeting.
And I go through this insane pitch about why they should make the movie, and it's going to be successful. It's about rock and roll. The kids will like it. They'll watch it. There'll be repeat business. I'm going crazy. I walk out of the room. Norman tells everybody, you gotta let him do it. He's so crazy.
And so passionate.
So they said, okay, I'll give this kid a shot.
There you go.
From there, he went on to direct some of the most popular movies in history, including the ones you just heard. And don't forget The Princess Bride.
Yeah.
He directed that one, too. Billy Crystal was in that movie. He showed up at the Reiner's house last night, reportedly in tears. Larry David showed up as well.
Yeah, he was a Curb Your Enthusiasm. He would make guest appearances on that all the time. And we were just talking about some of the movies that he did and he directed. A Few Good Men came to mind, and I was like, he has actually a pretty long list of good movies.
Very impressive. You tend to forget that.
Yeah.
But now that this has happened, we're going over a lot of them. It's like, wow, he had some big movies.
Yeah, and he was a Hollywood powerhouse there for a while.
Now, the son suspected in this, Nick Reiner, we mentioned, 32 years old. His kid has had a history of drug addiction problems. Get this, he has done more than a dozen stints in rehab. A dozen. At some point,
I don't know what you do.
What do you do? Well, he tried tough love, and that didn't work. That just left him homeless in several different cities. I just can't imagine what you would do as a parent in a situation like that.
Yeah, I fortunately know people that have gone through this stuff and have. I knew a guy that kicked it, and then he would always have a relapse somewhere, and then it's a sickness. That's basically what it is, and you just hope that.
An incurable one in this case, unfortunately. And I guess he was there. There were reports there was some major argument. And then this. Unbelievable. Right up to last night, in fact, at AT&T Stadium.
Oh.
Cowboys, their playoff hopes are all but dead. They now stand at 1% officially after their 34-26 loss to the Vikings last night. Coach Shoddy, what happened?
Our inability to, you know, sustain third down and convert was huge, and they did a really good job with some of their blitz looks defensively. Talked about the red zone, the explosive plays. And then, you know, again, special teams, you know, we're used to converting all of our kicks. But at the end of the day, you know, Sydney, it was a deal where, you know, we didn't make the plays when we had to make the play. You know, you got to get off the field on fourth down on defense. You know, you got to convert a third down. You know, you're a play or two away. That's what that game was. We were a play or two away, and we didn't make it. And that's why we're so disappointed.
He's right. In the third quarter, the Cowboys actually had a 23-17 lead. And I was thinking, if they can stop them here, maybe they couldn't stop them at all.
And then they would sabotage themselves with stupid penalties. This is one thing that I thought the Cowboys were done with a little bit, is dumb penalties. Mm-hmm. And they just holding calls or a false start, and it's like, oh.
Dumb penalies, and you know, can't get the
kills them.
You know, the other day they couldn't get them off the field. They couldn't stay. You know, couldn't convert the third down. No one is more disappointed than the owner, though.
We let their quarterback have a outstanding game, and I thought we could do more about that rather than to let him. I think that's pretty telling that when he has the kind of game that he had, that we weren't be able to do really. Mitigate that.
Yeah, once again, the Cowboys made the opposing quarterback look like Tom Brady.
I'm telling you, man, it was a couple of weeks ago, many people thought, I don't think J.J. McCarthy is an NFL quarterback.
No.
Now he looks like a Hall of Famer.
And as for those playoff chances.
We certainly didn't think we'd be here in this kind of shape with three games to go and be behind the eight ball the way we are. It's very disappointing. I'm really obviously very disappointed for our fans. I'm disappointed for these players. I didn't expect that. I thought we could come out here and on both sides of the ball make a better accounting of ourselves. Minnesota did the best job out there today on both sides of the ball.
All right, post-game show on The Fan, 105.3 The Fan, Zach Wolchuk on that defense, agreeing with Jerry.
J.J. McCarthy looked like an all-pro quarterback today. And it's too often that the Cowboys' defense is making quarterbacks have their best game of the season. Again, they give up over 30 points. Again, they can't get off the field. I believe it was 6 of the last 7 drives, and I'll go back and check this, that Minnesota scored on. I don't know what else you're supposed to do. I don't know half the time what Eberflus is thinking. And rushing 3 on fourth down and dropping into coverage certainly wasn't going to be successful against this quarterback. You've got to get pressure. And this team could not do it by rushing 3 or 4.
Meanwhile, Dak Prescott was running for his life last night.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing. I thought that Minnesota's defense is good. I just didn't think that they would be able to get to Dak the way they did.
He was under
so
pressure
easily.
Constantly.
And he was only sacked once.
The main reason they couldn't convert a third down.
Yeah.
In that game. Brian Broaddus talking about old J.J. McCarthy.
You just allowed their quarterback, who had been struggling really all year long. You know, he was dealing when he dealt with pressure. He never felt comfortable. But, you know, you allowed him to sit in the pocket. And he is one of the quarterbacks in the league that, when he's making downfield throws, one of the least accurate quarterbacks. But you gave him no reason to not be accurate in this football game with the way that you allowed him to stand there and make throws.
Yeah, and Chris Collinsworth kept talking about, you know, his mechanics, McCarthy, that he would throw the ball and he'd bring that back leg would come
go up.
It was like he was a pitcher in a baseball game. And that's not the way you're supposed to keep those feet planted. And the mechanics were terrible, but boy, it sure worked last night against the Cowboys.
I mean, Broaddus is right in that one of his biggest problems was accuracy, and that's what we were talking about. Is he accurate enough to play in the NFL? And he looked fantastic against the Cowboys.
Looked great against us.
Yeah.
Now, it might have helped if Trayvon Diggs had played, or maybe not, but he didn't again. And Jerry sounds like he's getting tired of dealing with it.
Your thoughts on just Trayvon Diggs' playing status at this point in the season, having played since week six?
And Diggs isn't healthy enough to be out there for us. Period. Okay, did anybody else? Did everybody hear that? I said he's not healthy enough for us to put him out there.
What's the issue with his health? Because he's getting better now.
Again, you've got to look at practices. And if they practice good enough and they're, whether it's a limitation that they've had in recent games or a long-term injury, you've got to make your mind up when you see them practice. And when we looked at practice, we didn't like what we saw relative to his health and ability to make plays.
Now, if you say he's healthy, he's not healthy enough to play, why?
The bottom line.
How about some specifics?
You know, I think it was very telling last week when Brian Schottenheimer was asked about him. He says he needs to get on the field, he has to show us he can do things the right way. Now, whatever that means. And it's obvious that it's more than just an injury. It's maybe his mindset, his attitude, whatever it is. He's done in Dallas, in my opinion. I don't think he's ever going to.
I think he was essentially a healthy scratch.
Yes.
He was actually down on the sidelines.
Yeah.
I was impressed by that, but there's something going on there.
The Cowboys, obviously, it started in training camp when he was injured and he didn't seek medical treatment at the facility. He did it on his own in Miami. So they find him there, and then just the rest of the season, it just seems has been a wash because
it gets worse by the week.
They're unhappy with him, that's for sure.
There was a lot going on in the NFL. You're talking about injuries.
Brutal weekend.
Patrick Mahomes and Micah Parsons both tearing knee ligaments.
And you saw, you know, when you saw Micah Parsons go down, you knew it was bad because he said, "I heard a pop." You could see, read his lips and everybody was around him. And then Mahomes, I mean, the season was already dreadful for the
Chiefs. Been eliminated. The Chiefs are out now. So,
yeah, and just this, that's just devastating. And you wonder about the long-term look at that team now. You know, Travis Kelce, is he going to want to return next season?
He's got to make some changes. How old is he? 37?
He's 37, I think. You know, he's about to get married to a pretty high-profile person.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.